What am I going to do?
Get it off your chest. Call 513-868-9664.
You got it, genius.
Or send an email to unabatedsports@gmail.com.
Yes! Thank you!
Now, back to Unabated Sports on Cincinnati's ESPN Radio, 1450, The Ticket.
And this is indeed Unabated Sports, and we are now joined by a very special guest, head coach of the UC Bearcats basketball team, Andy Kennedy. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, it's nice to have you on, Coach.
How you doing?
You know, Coach, you had to take over in rather hurry. And how have the first few months been as a head coach, and what mistakes have you made, and what things have you learned from that?
Mistakes? I don't make mistakes. who gave you that information?
I assume...
It's certainly been a tumultuous couple of months with the circumstances that have led me to be the head coach. But, you know, I've been fortunate in that I've got five seniors that have been through a lot of wars in Bearcat uniform, and they've really made the transition as smooth as humanly possible because of the way that they've approached the situation. From day one, we've challenged them to take ownership of this group and to lead by example. And to this point, I could not be more pleased with again, what they've done.
Well, you talked about that point. It seems like so much of the media attention is focused on you when, you know, you've got so many upperclassmen. Who in particular do you like to step forward as the leader of this team that, you know, people might not otherwise see as the guy to be the face of UC basketball outside of you?
Well, you know, we've got five seniors, and we're all equally vested in this. We've got four senior returning starters, and Eric Hicks, who was coming off an all-league junior campaign. He's a kid who came in much heralded out of high school, went through a tumultuous freshman season, as most do, with the ups and downs of being new to the sport at this level. Kind of got in and figured things out by a sophomore year and was an integral part of a team that won 25 games. Last year, he kind of came into his own with his partner in crime, Jason Maxill, and our bookend power forwards were instrumental in another team that won 25 games. He took that and developed an offseason, won a gold medal as a member of Team USA in the World University Games, and has matured to the point where he is the emotional heart and soul of this team. I've also got two kids in Armin Kirkland and James White at 6'7 and 6'8. On the wings that are both coming in as three-year starters. They bring an abundance of talent and versatility to the position, and we'll be very, very dependent upon them being consistent this year and finally turning that potential into production.
Now, Coach, we know what to expect from a Bob Huggins coach team. We've seen that year in and year out. What can we expect from an Andy Kennedy coach team?
Well, I'm hopeful at the end of the day a lot of the same characteristics ring true. Obviously, I'm not Coach Huggins, nor will I ever be. He's probably forgotten more basketball than I'll ever know. But I think that some of the things that I have learned, having been a part of this for the past 4 years, having the opportunity to sit to his right hand, when you think of Bearcat basketball under Bob Huggins, you think of toughness, you think of kids that are prepared, you think of kids that are resilient, you think of aggressors. And I'm hopeful that a lot of those same characteristics will ring true with this team. I've said it before, but at the end of the day, when our fans are watching, the only difference I want them to see is when they look over on the sidelines and they see the guys standing up with about 550 fewer career wins and about 500,000 fewer hair follicles.
On top of the fact that you're coming into this head coaching situation, is it mildly intimidating just from a coach-to-coach thing to go into a conference like the Big East with so many legends in it, you know, and so many names that are, you know, so-called household names that you've got to go up against these guys who you've been seeing for so long?
Well, you know, obviously we it's a who's who, as you said, of college coaching, and it's a tremendous challenge. But, you know, if Jim Calhoun and I are playing one-on-one tomorrow, I would feel pretty good about my chances. He and I aren't going to be impacting the game from making shots and getting rebounds. It's going to ultimately come down to his guys and our guys, and I'm going to do my best to put our kids in a position to be successful and then ultimately try to get out of the way.
Now you're talking about the Big East, and obviously that is just a bear of a conference this year. That is unbelievable. That's the deepest conference that anyone has ever seen, probably ever. But not only that, I mean, you're not catching any breaks with the scheduling this year. You face eight teams picked to make the tournament by the Sporting News. That's even before you get to the Big East. So you guys have a road ahead of you that is just a bear of one.
Yeah, it's crazy. If I wasn't a part of the problem, I would fire our scheduling coach. But unfortunately, Unfortunately, I put a lot of those games together. Our first game is going to be a tremendous challenge. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's ironic in that, you know, we're playing a Murray State team that also returns, you know, a lot of upperclassmen. They return five starters off a team that's predicted by most to win the OVC, which we all know is a very solid mid-major league. They've got a starting backcourt of two transfers, one of which started as a true freshman in the ACC and the other which started as a true freshman in the SEC. So it's a tremendous challenge from day one. And before we all get caught up in the hype that is the Big East, you're exactly right, and we better focus on the challenges that come, and the first one starts Saturday.
Now, you told us a little bit about Murray State, and what are you going to run? I've seen more up-tempo is what I hear, and you guys have really been working on the shooting and the offense. You know, UC fans are used to that slow-down half-court kind of drag-it-out game, but you look like you're going to actually put some real up-tempo pace in this game and really make it fun and exciting to watch.
Well, it'll be fun if shots are going in, that's for sure. You know, through the preseason and through our first two exhibition games, our guys have really shot the ball well. As a matter of fact, you know, in our last game against NKU, we shot something like 67% from the field. And as bad as we are defensively, we may need to keep that pace all year to have a chance. But our guys have been. We do have good shooters. We got guys that can create scoring opportunities not only for themselves but for their teammates off the bounce. We're trying to spread it out a little bit and give our guys some scoring opportunities in the open floor. I know this. At the end of the day, in order for us to be successful, because of our lack of interior depth and our lack of size across the front line, we're going to have to do some things in the open floor to give ourselves a chance. How much we do of that will be determined on how quickly our guys pick up on it and obviously who we're playing at that time.
Now, Coach, you mentioned success, and I want to know what will you deem a successful season? What do you need to do for you to consider this a successful season?
Survival. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. I honestly am trying to live in the moment in this situation. I really hadn't sat down and said this number of wins or that number of wins is going to be the satisfactory number. For us, we're going to get our heads down and we're going to grind, which is a Cincinnati way. And at the end of the day, we all realize how we'll be judged.
In yesterday's Inquirer, Coach, you made the comment that this is not your team. What exactly did you mean by that?
Well, you know, I get a lot of people coming at me and you know, and saying, "Are you tired of the Coach Huggins reference? Or do you want to get out from under his shadow?" And I don't look at it like that. I mean, I'm here because of Bob Huggins. These players are here because of Bob Huggins. The circumstances have changed. Now we're all forced to deal with that change. But I don't sit back and view this as this is my team. I am part of this equation, and I've been given the charge to try to move us through this, and that's what I'm going to do.
Coach, one of the things, you know, I've lived in Cincinnati all my life, and something that seems to be a characteristic of this city is anger quickly turns to apathy, and hopefully that's not the case with the fans. What are you hoping, and what do you expect out of the fans?
I don't think Bearcat basketball is going to be in an apathetic state anytime in the near future. There's a lot of passionate fans here, and as I've been on record before stating, that's a good thing. You want people that are opinionated. You want people that are really excited about your product. And I'm of the school of thought that I would rather you say bad things about me than nothing at all.
Now, we had Dan Hoard on a couple weeks ago, and he told us that the two of you are sometimes confused on campus from a distance.
Right.
And Dan said it's a big honor for him, a compliment for him. I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Well, I told him, I said, if this doesn't work out come next May, is there room on the set at Fox 19 for three ball guys?
Yeah,
because,
Brian, yeah, Giesenslaw.
Well, Coach, the one thing I want to ask you about is just the move to the Big East. I mean, it's not just in terms of a basketball sense, but in terms of the overall athletic community of the school. You know, there's Varsity Village getting built up, the new athletic director is there. I mean, how do you feel about that? It's kind of an athletic culture move for the university overall and not just in terms of the specific microscope of basketball.
I think it's a tremendous opportunity for UC athletics as a whole. You know, with the success that Coach enjoyed here over the last 15 years and with the rich history in men's basketball, obviously Cincinnati basketball was an entity in and of itself. I think as a general athletic move, it's going to do tremendous things for our department.
One of the things surrounding your team in terms of questions people wonder about is the depth of the team, because you mentioned you have the four seniors or the five seniors, and you have a lot of returning starters, but there's a lot of new faces this year. Are you concerned with any depth issues, and You know, who do you see of those new players that's really going to step up for you? Because Downey, I hear amazing things about.
Well, we are concerned about depth because as coaches, you could never have enough players. And we're sitting here with 11 scholarship players out of a possible 13. And Abdul Herrera has not had yet been cleared to participate. So we're actually operating with 10 scholarship players, 5 seniors, and then 5 guys who've never been into a Division I game. So certainly that's concerning. But, you know, it's basically a microcosm of college athletics. You know, it's the nature of the sport. There's going to be guys going out and guys coming in. We like the talent that we've brought in. It's just now a matter of being patient through their growth and understanding what it's going to take to be successful at this level. You mentioned Devin Downey. I think he's got some really special qualities. Offensively, he's certainly ready to be a major contributor from day one, but as is typical with new kids, him sustaining intensity defensively, his attention to detail, things that he's never been held accountable before for, are now things that we need to be patient as coaches and continue to work to get him on the same page with his teammates. Cedric McGowan is a junior college kid, and with typical junior college kids, you're anticipating them physically and mentally being a little bit further ahead in the game, and Cedric has been tremendous. As we start tomorrow, he will certainly be an integral part of what we're trying to do. And then DeAndre Coleman is also another youngster at 6'6", about 225 pounds, brings a lot of versatility to the table. So those kids will all be a part of what we're trying to get accomplished, but at the end of the day, make no mistake about it, the success of our team will be a direct correlation to the types of years our 5 seniors have.
There's a question out there, and it's one I cringed to ask, but it's one that needs to be asked. Do you ever look beyond this year? I know it's crazy and hectic. Do you ever look beyond this year and try and anticipate what next year has in store for you?
I really can't afford to do that. The job that I've been given is certainly all-consuming. And I've learned at an early age that you better put your focus on the things that you can control. The things that I can control are the immediate needs day in and day out of this team and ultimately putting us in a position to be successful on and off the floor. And again, as I said earlier, I am fully aware of how I'll be judged.
Coach, we'd like to thank you very much for coming on the program. We thoroughly enjoyed it, and we hope you had a good time as well. We hope to talk to you in the future. And
good luck this season.
And we are definitely going to try and get the fans out there for you for this Saturday and for the rest of the year.
Hey, I really appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Coach. That was Coach Andy Kennedy, head coach of UC Men's Basketball, and he had a lot of great things to say.
Yeah.
I've never talked to him before. It's the first time I've gotten a chance to talk to him. And
yeah.
He was excellent.
He was very good. He's probably tired after a long day, but, he's willing to talk to us, and he's got a lot to say about his team. I mean, he knows what's going on.
We want to get the ticket information out for you. 556-CATS. 556-2287. Or go to ucbearcats.com or just stop by 1 Edwards Center. You can pick up your tickets there as well. You want to get those tickets for the game against Murray State. Yeah. I want to be down. I haven't got other things to do. We're going to send our reporter. Martin's going to be down there.
A lot of good games at 5:30.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's actually Justin Orr making his return, LaSalle boy. But we'll talk more about him when we talk to John Brocklin coming up after this break. Once again, 556-CATS. Get your tickets now. This is Unabated Sports, presented by Crossroads Sports Bar and Grill.